And this regulation's about areas, which is a great thing, no smoking areas, etc. I don't know whether it has had much of an impact on smokers. Obviously, it wouldn't, they'll smoke anyway. But what I have noticed, and this is what I would like to highlight, is the number of mothers that I see in cars collecting their children or delivering their children to school and them smoking with windows up, etc. It's absolutely frightening. Sometimes I would put down my window, but I'm given the two fingers and says, mind your own business. But I feel that there should be penalties for that, for people who smoke in a car with children in it.
What do you say to people when you're driving along, you pull up at the traffic lights and there's a woman beside you, mother smoking, and the kids are in the back of the car, safely fastened in, hopefully. What would you say to them?
I just say that it's unfair that the children have no control over what is happening to them, but that they are being exposed to carcinogens all the time. And they couldn't be exposed in any worse situation than in an enclosed area of the car. Other things as well, and I've probably talked to you about before, Sean, is to see mothers out, and don't think I'm just getting at mothers, but you see mothers out walking their prams with possibly a hood over it, and maybe walking with a friend of theirs, with both the adults smoking and all of that smoke going in and children inhaling it. I mean, I'm sure it puts my blood pressure through the sky, but, I mean, I think it's dreadful to see that. And I think something more has to be done from the point of view of education. I think, as well as that, that, you know, young mothers who smoke, it has to be highlighted the dangers that they're putting their kids in and risks that may not be apparent for 10, 20, 25 years later. And, I mean, I'm glad to see that this here... but it's something that we were all aware of, but possibly there wasn't histological evidence that there were artery damage as young as 13.
I was shocked at that, now.
Oh, I mean, I think, and I think every parent should be, Sean. I think every parent listening to your program today should make every effort that children under no circumstances should be exposed to passive smoking.
Artery damage at 13, though. I mean,
yeah, it's frightening.
Belief.
Yeah, and I mean, you know, apart from the other damages that, that most people now know about it, about the problems with the chest, with cancer of the lung, cancer of the gullet, all of those things which have been proven beyond any shadow of doubt are related to smoking. But, you know, this to me is the most worrying thing, because these children, if they're shown signs at 13, and I would probably think that the most signs would be, say, in arteries and all to their legs, etc., their quality of life is going to be greatly diminished.
A texter says, what causes artery damage for people who don't smoke then? And as for stopping smoking in the car is a private space.
The car is a private space?
Yeah.
Yeah, it may be, but, I mean, I don't think that any parent, male or female, can justify exposing their children to the effects of smoking.
My partner and myself, Sean, both smoke, but we wouldn't dream of smoking in the car and our wee girl in it. In fact, it really annoys me when I see it. Is there a danger that we demonise people, though, with this kind of legislation, if it's introduced? I know the UK is looking at legislation at the moment to ban people from smoking in cars where there's another person. Do you think that, you know...
I think the other thing, I'm not talking here about another person, Sean, and any other adult can object to it and they can get out of the car. But children have got no rights in this situation. They're being exposed to something which will damage their health, which eventually, if they would possibly precipitate cancer. And that is reality. And those children have got no control over what they're doing. So, I mean, I don't know, but I just recently, and maybe it's just because when I'm going in and out of the hospice here, Sean, and as you probably know, there's quite a lot of build-up of traffic around, you know, going on to the new bridge.
Yeah.
And you see them there sitting, waiting in the traffic, just smoking. And, I mean,
do you think they realise, though, Tom, what they're doing, though?
Well, I'm sure they don't do it on purpose, Sean. I think they're just not fully aware of it. And I think that's why there has to be an all-out drive, an education drive, and sort of asking people, if they want to smoke, don't smoke in the house where their children are, and don't smoke in cars or in closed areas. Don't be smoking while they're out. It's frightening, the number of mothers I see out pushing a pram and smoking.
Yeah, you see, they wouldn't think they're doing any harm, though, because they're in the outdoors.
No, they don't, John, but that's what I'm saying, that education has to play a big part.
There's a consultant at Letterkenny Hospital called Jerry Lane, and he does TV ads for, obviously, road safety. You've probably seen them, and they're very graphic, and they talk about, you know, how you have to pick up the pieces after somebody's brought into you and possibly tell family members that they die. They're very, very graphic ads. It's a consultant saying it as it is, and he's very good at it. Now, you've been doing this about passive smoking for years, and I sense that there's more of an urgency in your voice today, that you're saying we need to start talking about banning people from smoking around children and cars anyway. Do you think people like you need to start giving the detail, though? Because I just said there, these people who push their prams and buggies, they probably don't realise. The people...
No, Sean, they don't realise it, you know. And, I mean, people now that I would sort of start walking, I would talk to them, I mean, you know, nobody likes to be told off, Sean. No. Even if it's for the benefit of the children.
What do they say? I mean, you would actually stop when you're out. I know you're out jogging all the time. You'd stop people, wouldn't you?
Oh, yeah. I mean, and mind you, they give me the two fingers and all of that. But, yeah. I mean, I feel that strongly. And you know, Sean, I have felt like that all my professional life about it, you know, about giving advice. But I think what should be introduced, I think smoking in cars with children in it, should be, there should be penalty points.